Dale Show.
Our next guest create a very unique show which airs on Adult Swim, and well, maybe I don't know how well this clip will explain it, but at least it's a start.
A lot of people say there's one thing wrong with this country, and it's Mexicans and computers. Computers can't sneak into your country, and I know one Mexican you can trust, and he's here tonight. He's a big fat and his name's Don Sanchez. He's my partner, and I love him. Because of genetic shortcomings, his people can't raise themselves up like here, us here in America. And that's why this song's for him. If you listen to the words, I think you'll hear the cry of a Mexican. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
All right. Assy McGee comes on Sunday nights at 11:30. The creator Carl Adams and the voice Larry Murphy. Gentlemen,
woo!
Welcome to the program this morning.
How you doing?
Assy McGee himself. It's a show about an ass, right? I mean, this is crazy. And let me tell you how I first ran across this show. Is I got a Christmas e-card from a guy I worked with, and it was Assy doing the
Feliz Navidad, you greasy bastard.
And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? Then I realized it was a TV show on Adult Swim, and now you guys are just about to start on your second season, right?
Yeah. Second season of Assy McGee.
And it's Sundays at 11:30, and essentially the series evolves around Assy, who is a very violent, emotionally disturbed police detective who is just an ass and has a gun. But now, does he talk out of his... And we got to be careful how we say this. His sphincter, is that where the voice comes from, or what? How does he talk?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's just so weird.
I mean, for people who have never seen the show, I just want to try to paint a pretty good picture. I mean, I've seen promos now, and I've seen some web episodes on AdultSwim.com, and I think it's just nuts. But Assy is just that epitomizes that drunken, old-school detective, though, right?
Right. Yeah, he's sort of the old, like, Dirty Harry's, you know, with Clint Eastwood. Just this guy that, you know, kind of shoots first and asks questions later. That's Assy.
And he has a drinking problem, right? Does he drinks quite a bit?
Yeah,
it's not a problem for him, but yeah.
So, and I'm assuming that just like how he speaks, that he imbibes through his sphincter.
Larry nailed the voice.
And Assy does have a very distinctive voice, and I want to get to that in just a second. But just judging from the things, the clips we've been playing, the promos we've been playing, Assy's a bit of a racist.
Maybe in those promos, yeah.
just to get the people to watch, he's racist, right?
Yes, I think so.
He hates Mexicans, at least.
Well, Sanchez is his partner, though, right? Sanchez is Mexican.
I think more of Assy's being just dumb than racist, or maybe it's the same thing. But he doesn't even know. He's pretty just insensitive.
Oh yeah, and that's a good word for it. A good way to describe Assy. Very, very insensitive. So Larry, how did you come up with what made you decide to do a show about an ass detective?
Myself, Matt Harrigan, John Benjamin came up with a show idea, and the voice direction we gave to Larry was just. Sound like a guy that's overweight, that's been stabbed in the back, that's running upstairs. Yeah.
And basically, whenever I would audition, what I'd get back was that the more inaudible, the better. So as it progressed, it became, you know, almost a normal voice, and then it was eventually just like, whenever I'm in Kansas City, I like to rock his husband.
That's brilliant. I love it. And obviously, I mean, the show has done well enough for both you guys that they brought it back for a second season. But why so long between season one and season two?
Originally, when we created it, we were doing it with a Scholastic, which is a company that's better known for Clifford the Big Red Dog. And when I created it, because I used to work for them, they didn't really know what they were picking up. And then after they saw six episodes of the first episode, they were like, what the hell is this? There's no way we're doing this show.
Clifford is the kid's book and the kid's cartoon.
Yeah, it's a kids program, and Scholastic was like, how did this get through the door?
So now you're not employed by them anymore, Carl?
I am no longer employed by them anymore. But now we're able to do more Assy McGee's, which is great. And I'll say, sounds like the cheesiest plug, but I think this week's episode coming up is probably the favorite of the studio.
What is this week's, Carl?
Irish Wake.
Oh, right on. That's
Irish Wake. Well, so there'll be a lot of drinking. Assy will do a lot of drinking there.
There will be some drinking.
Very nice. Yeah. Talking to Larry Murphy and Carl Adams. Larry is the voice of Assy McGee. Carl Adams is the creator. Now, tell me how the relationship with Adult Swim, how that comes to fruition. They're based out of Atlanta. Where do you guys create the show? How do you guys get the show to them?
The show's done out of Boston, and Larry and the actors are actually in New York.
Yeah, so we just come into Boston to record it.
Yeah, we do it all out of Boston, out of Clambake Animation, and we shoot it right down to William Street, and just over the World Wide Webs.
And what was the pitch meeting like for this, Carl? When you met with the folks at Adult Swim? And Adult Swim, obviously, I mean, they're renowned for putting on some weird stuff like the Squidbillies, Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Metalocalypse, which I know you do. But what was the pitch meeting like when you first tried to pitch Assy McGee to the folks at Adult Swim?
Yeah, when we first created Assy, we were actually thinking of a show that could never be a show. Was like a show that had no legs to go, you know, more than just being a short, like, you know, on Senate Live or something.
Sure.
I went down to Atlanta, and I had actually forgotten that I had brought it with me. And my friend Matt Harrigan, who's the co-creator of it, I was with him, and I showed him the disc, and he's like, "This feels like a show." And he brought it over to Mike Lazo at Adult Swim, and he picked it up in about 9 minutes. He said, "Let's do 20." And we're
wow.
Like, "What? Really? Why?"
Why? That's awesome. I wish everything worked out that easily. Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
Now, can you make a lot of money doing a show like Assy McGee?
I don't know about a lot of money, but I still have a Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, a guy can make a career out of doing a weekly 15-minute animated show. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm on foot, guys.
You're on
foot? I don't have a Jetta.
Well, in New York, you wouldn't want a car anyway.
I'm walking.
It's ridiculous. Larry and Carl, it's Larry Murphy and Carl Adams from Assy McGee. Make sure you check out Assy McGee Sunday nights at 11:30. I will be sure to set my TiVo a couple of minutes beforehand so I'll record the episodes. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with season two, and then hopefully a season three will be just around the corner.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Sanchez going to be all right.
He'll bounce back. People come out of comas every day.
You're through, McGee. I want your badge. Now!
What? I'm not the bad guy. Just give me a crack at that punk in there, and he'll finger baby steps.
I've heard this baby steps crap before. Until you have some proof, stay the hell away!
The last time someone told me to stay away, I didn't.
McGee, you got no proof.
You want proof, Chief? Where's that punk's cell phone? Huh. What the hell's going on? Hello? 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 Echo. Attention all scumbags. We have this around.
Damn it, as he cut the crap!